Well, I tell you what, he took his eye off the ball, and it bounced and hit his chest, and bounced about 3-4 yards in front of him, and Sloan Klosky, Johnny on the spot.
Right place, at the right time, and Harbor Beach takes over the short field. They are in the red zone. They are at the 22-yard line with 11:57 remaining in the first, no score. Harbor Beach comes out in the T-form wing T to the right with a slot receiver to the right, Aaron Ginther. Kraft is under center. He looks back to pass. First pass complete to number 47, Aaron Ginther. He's brought down the 11-yard line. That is a gain of 11, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Move the chains already. Harbor Beach coming out strong.
Well, they're coming out strong, and Jimmy Hahn made the hit for Reese. He let Ginther get that inside route, but he was there to bring him down, but not until after he picked up the first down.
So Harbor Beach now on the Reef 11-yard line with 11:44 remain as the clock's ticking down. No score, but Harbor Beach coming out with the flankers to the left. Aaron Ginther to the left as a receiver. Kraft keeps this one for himself around the left side. He's out to the 10-yard line to the 5. Hits two defensive players, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 4. Gain of about 7 yards on the play. It's going to be second down.
Cody Peacock made the hit for the Reese Rockets as Kraft kept the ball, did a nice job of faking to Sloan, and went around that left side, and he's down around the, looks like, what, 2 or 3 yard line, Clark?
Looks like about the 3 yard line, no, excuse me, the 5 yard line. You're looking at the wrong one there.
Okay, yep.
And according to the spot, it was about a gain of 6, so it brings up 2nd and 4 for the Pirates, coming out in the T formation, 3 men in the backfield, Kraft under center. In the backfield, we have Klasky in the middle. Ginther to the right, and number 7, Derek Puff to the left. It's a handoff to Puff. He pushes forward through the hole, and gets right down to about the half-inch line. And just shy of the touchdown is Derek Puff, a gain of 5, brings up a 1st and goal at about the 2-inch line.
Jimmy Hahn made the tackle for the Reese Rockets, but not until the Pirates picked up the first down, as they are now in touchdown territory.
I would consider that touchdown territory.
Right.
The ball is about on the half-yard line as Harbor Beach comes out in the T formation, same 3 in the backfield with Kraft under center. There's the snap. It's a handoff to number 45, Sloan Klosky. He's in, standing up, and with 11:06 remaining in the first quarter, Harbor Beach strikes first. It's 6-0 Harbor Beach.
Well, that's going to be quite a blow to the Reese Rockets, and one of the things you mentioned in your pregame, Clark, is the Rockets had to hang on to the football. Well, they already eliminated that mistake. They didn't hang on to it.
One turnover, one touchdown for Harbor Beach, and, of course, that was on the kickoff. Botched the reception, and Klosky got the fumble, and he got the touchdown as well, and a one-yard rush there for number 45, Sloan Klosky. Harbor Beach going for the point after attempt. Aaron Ginther ready to kick this one. The kick is up, and it's through the uprights. Great kick, and that's the extra point is good. It's now 7-0, 11:06 remain in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW.
The holidays come with such anticipation. Most people have to wait until Christmas to unwrap their presents, but Thumb Cellular is letting you peek early. Announcing Thumb Cellular's Holiday Preview. That's right, stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky on Wednesday, November 9th or Thursday, November 10th between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. and you'll get a sneak peek at Thumb Cellular's new phones for the holiday season and all Thumb Cellular's new Christmas offers. But that's not all. You'll also get exclusive preview bonuses and refreshments. In other words, stop in during this holiday preview and you'll get the best pricing and special for the entire 2011 Christmas season. That's Wednesday and Thursday, November 9th and 10th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky for this exclusive holiday sneak peek preview. And it's only from your locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. This time they were able to hang on to the football on the first possession. They gave the Pirates a gift.
Yes, they did give a gift. That was number 13, Matt Frost, bringing in that kickoff reception and pushes it out to the 33-yard line. They hung out of this one. It's first and 10 for the Reese Rockets, moving left to right across your radio. They're on their 33-yard line, coming out in a wishbone offense. Three men in the backfield. One, the middle fullback, is forward, and then the two receiver, two running backs about a step back. There's a fumble on the play. Piak couldn't hang on to that onto the snap. Number five, Piak is the quarterback for Reese, but Reese pounces back on it. They're pushed back to about the 31-yard line. Loss of a yard, maybe two on the play, brings up second and 11.
Well, that shows a little bit of pregame jitters here, and they already are thinking about the one they lost already, and they're going to lose another one if they don't be careful.
I agree. So it's a loss of two on the play, brings up second and 12. Coming down the shotgun, two men in the backfield, slot receiver each way. Piak hands this one off in the backfield. Harbor Beach reads it, though, and brought down in the backfield. Loss of two more on the play. Looks like that was number 30, Tyler Beckman, the 5'8", 175 senior, brought down the backfield, loss of two.
And brought down by Cody Puff as he read the play and stayed home and brought him down.
So it's now third and 14 for the Reese Rockets, pushed back to their own 30-yard line. And it's a third and long. Two receivers out each way. Piak in the shotgun, a running back to each side of him. He's staying back in the 25-yard line, but there's a flag on the play. This is probably going to be a false start against Reese.
Yeah, number 13 got a little head start there and wasn't in sync with the quarterback. And it's going to cost them 5 yards.
Indeed it will. So they're pushing them back another 5 yards. It's going to be third and 19 for the Reese Rockets. Not the start they were looking for, Ron.
No. And right now they have to regroup. In fact, I would, once they get the ball, and if they don't get this first down.
Where's the restart button?
Yeah, restart and call a timeout and see if you can get their minds back in this football game.
Same formation, two men in the backfield, Piak in the shotgun, he keeps it for himself. He's trying to scramble, finally throws it away, but he tried to grab, looks like number 80, it is intended receiver on a last-ditch effort. Number 80, that's Adam Leffler. Incomplete, falls incomplete, no good, so brings up fourth down and about 19.
And Cody Puff was on the pursuit and making him get rid of that football, and he had a hold of him, but he was able to get rid of the football, but not for reception.
So with 9:30 remaining in the first quarter, it's Harbor Beach 7-0 after a touchdown drive after a botched kickoff for Reese. Harbor Beach took it in to score. The punt team is out for Reese, and this one's away. They're kicking off from their 15-yard line, bounces in Harbor Beach territory, and picked up at the 40-yard line by Aaron Ginther of Harbor Beach, moving left to right across the radio. He's at the 50-yard line at the far sideline, breaks free of two tackles, and finally pushed out of bounds at the 39-yard line in Reese territory. That is a 16-yard gain on the punt return, and they're going to be starting out at their Reese 40-yard line, according to the spot.
Yes, he was cut down by number 70, Gunnar Bouvi, for the Reese Rockets, but not until Ginther was crossed into the Reese territory again, so they got a short field to work with. And if I was Reese, I'd call a timeout.
Well, they need to do something. It's first and 10, Harbor Beach, and they're in Reese territory again with a short field to work with. Looks like they're coming out. What formation is that, Ron?
It's a slot to the right.
Slot receiver to the right. Two men in the backfield. Kraft trying to pass. He's rolling to the near sideline. Throws this one to the 20-yard line. There's split receivers there. 86, Avery Wiener. Number 47, Aaron Ginther. Except the only difference was there's about 5 yards between them and the ball.
Right, and he tried to. I don't know if Eli was trying to feather that into Avery, but he threw it in between the two receivers, and neither one was able to get the football. So it'll be second down for the Pirates here.
You're always concerned about a quick interception there on when you're lofting out the ball with a lot of air under that ball. But incomplete pass for number 12, Eli Kraft. It's now second and 10 at the Reese 40-yard line. Moving left to right across your radio in the black pants, black jersey with white lettering, and the traditional white helmets. Slot receiver to the right, Aaron Ginther. Two men in the backfield with Avery Wainer, the tight end, to the right. Another pass to Aaron Ginther. It's caught at the 32-yard line. Room to run. He's up to the 15-yard line. Finally tripped down at the 12-yard line, and the Harbor Beach spotters above us are a little upset that they didn't get all the way, but I wouldn't be too mad about that one. From the 40-yard line all the way down to the 12-yard line, Harbor Beach catching carry to number 47, Aaron Ginther.
Cody Piak made the hit for the Reese Rockets. I'm not sure if they're upset or somebody shot a cannon off.
It sounds like a cannon. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's a 28-yard catch and carry for Aaron Ginther. He's 2 for 2 on the night now for 39 yards. And it's first and 10 for the Pirates at the Reese 11-yard line.